Today on Bear Podcast,
Nard watches RuPaul, considers doing drag.
Major League Baseball gay players.
Flappy Bird returns to the App Store.
And the burglar beat up by male strippers.
All this plus your emails coming up next. Bear Podcast, episode 511.
You bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Theory Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white. That's
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm sure. I mean, Ray.
He's right. Okay, so welcome to episode 511, and today is March 24th. No, it's 25th.
Well, when I put the notes in there, it's the 24th.
So oh, okay. March 25th, Tuesday. That's right.
Because you know what last night was?
What was last night?
The Cher concert.
The Cher concert. Did you go?
I couldn't afford no $200 damn tickets to go see Cher. I saw Cher her like twice when she was on her last tour.
Oh, you got to see her before?
Yeah, her last final tour that she was did for the final time, second time she came through Houston.
Oh, her second final show.
So, yeah.
You went to her second final show.
Yeah, so.
That's nice. I'm not into Cher a lot, no. But.
He just lost his gay card.
I lost my gay card. I lost some princess points.
It is gone.
My cards. Okay, so, yeah, it's been a interesting weekend for me, and how about you, Ray?
It's been an okay weekend. It's busy, you know,
mm-hmm.
Working on the house, trying to get that freaking dining room put back together.
I like what you did with the door. It's now, you know,
a jar.
No, it's not a jar.
It's a door.
It's a newer door. What do you call that kind of door? It's French doors.
It's French doors. Yes.
French doors. Okay.
We had to gay it up a little bit. We had to put French doors in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When I first arrived, I didn't notice the doors, and I was just looking at the ceiling because it was, oh wow, you need a lot of work in this one. Yeah. And then I didn't notice the doors. The doors were fine.
Yeah. Doors, new windows.
New windows.
It's all good.
He's very domesticated. So,
which is why we couldn't go afford to see Cher, because we're fixing the house. Mm-hmm. So.
That's right. So actually, it's been a softball weekend for me with the Wave, and we won against the Bear team.
Yay.
I was distracted. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because, you know, so many bears in the field.
Were you catching after the game?
I was not. No. I was pitching. No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a fun game because we're friends with them. We're friends with the Bear team. The Wave is friends with the Bear team. We're very my teammates are very bear friendly, and we won 11-10 against the South Beach Surfers. And we barely won. I mean, it was a hard fight. It would have been swung the other way. And then we beat the Fangs. There's a team called the Fangs.
The Fangs.
Fangs. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all the weekend for
that's
me.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we worked around the house. We went and saw Divergent Sunday, the early showing. And that's, if you haven't seen the movie yet, it's long. It's like two and a half hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking it feels like one of the movies, like the one with
Hunger Games.
Yeah, it feels like Hunger Games.
It's a young adult show. It's a young adult novel that got turned into a movie. It has similar ties to Hunger Games. You know, it's in the future, these people are, you know, it's after the fall of the Earth or the world, and there's a big war, and so they circle out Chicago and block it off and try to make a new life out of it, and everybody gets put into one of five classes of people. So it's pretty interesting. The movie was good. So
okay. Highly recommendable, or should I wait for DVD?
I'm just saying go see it in the movie theater. I enjoyed it.
Okay. If it's enjoyable.
Just make sure you pee before the movie starts and don't drink much while the movie's going, because you'll have to get up and go to the bathroom.
It's a long movie. Yeah, I'd like to watch it. But
it's got Theo James in it, so I'll pretty much watch anything with him. So.
Oh, that's right. Actually, I got to watch 300. You watched it the week before.
Yeah.
I watched it just last weekend, 300, The Rise of Empire. It's pretty good. But action-wise, I like the first 300.
Mm-hmm.
But story-wise, how the twist happened, I mean, the story happened and everything. It's a good story.
Yeah.
For me. So.
What do you think about the sex scene?
The sex scene was hot.
Been hotter if it had been with another man.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's right. And if you remember the one, the sex scene in the first 300,
uh-huh.
It was all kind of animated and kind of
yeah.
Everything with boobs has animation around yeah. It or CGI, whatever. This one is for real. I mean, everything's the sex scene is real, just being rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like this one. It's more realistic. So yeah. Like that one. So what is this about you being a Don?
The five class in Divergent after the movie is over, Robbie says that I would be Candor and he would be Dauntless. So the few of y'all that are fans of the book and the movie, let me know what y'all are or what you think you are. So I don't know. I thought he would have been. There's another group that's kind of like hippie and grow the food and stuff. I figured Robbie would have been that, and I would have been somewhere between Dauntless and Candor. So,
mm-hmm.
But the Candors are the ones that are lawyer, the lawmakers, and the honest ones supposedly. So.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it was pretty good though.
Also, one thing that we did last night, one thing that is very gay, besides getting having gay sex. What do you?
That's gay.
I think it is gay.
What's gay about gay sex?
It's gay sex. Oh, okay. Anyway, we watched RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Drag Race at Race. Oh my god.
Awesome. They sent that little Asian bitch back walking.
Oh really? Bye. Yeah. It's really sad.
No, not really. Everybody hated her.
Oh yeah.
She was a bitch.
What do you think of Bianca Del Rio? She's the funniest there.
Oh, I like her. Yeah.
I think she's the funniest. Like I said a few episodes ago, I saw her at the Lords of Leather. He was there. She was one of the. She's the MC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the pictures here from last night. Also, some of the pictures here. If you're watching the video right now, you'll be seeing some of the pictures from TBRU because we weren't able to flash any video pictures last week because we were running out of time.
Uh-huh.
The show last week was really short because Dave was in a hurry, and Dave was in a hurry because he has to go to he has a flight to go,
uh-huh.
And then so we only did about 30 minutes or something, okay. Like 36 minutes. We were running out of time. We couldn't do Gay Geek and Bizarre. And
okay. Everything,
so anyway, so yeah, I had no time to put pictures, so I put a picture.
So you put a picture.
Hey Joe.
Okay.
Hot Joe. Okay.
Hey Joe. Hey Robbie.
Hey Robbie. Okay, so let's go to our topics right now. This is something I wanted to mention last night when we were chatting about topics what we're gonna do. Then I just remembered this because I was talking to a friend, proposing the proper way. Okay, so there's this a friend was telling me that he was with his partner and everything. They were just. Just talking casually with another friend, and then he was just mentioning it like, you know what we can do, we can go there and get married and then just come back after the vacation, blah blah blah. So what do you think? That's a proposal. I mean,
I think that's fishing. It's called
fishing.
You're reeling them in and see what they think about the whole marriage thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. It may be sincere. It may be. I think it's lame. I think there's
somebody sitting out there and talking about it, and then maybe the way the other person would have replied, it might have been turned into like, okay, I can be romantic and then do an official proposal. But
yeah, make an official proposal, or I'll think about it. I don't know. It's just that
look, the best way. Look, they got a bathhouse. Imagine that.
It's just that it's the way you say it. It has to mean something. It is something that you can talk about in the future. So how did he propose? Oh, we were just in a vacation, and he just said it while we were on a buffet line, and then he just said, "Hey."
Well, you were kind of on your vacation when you got proposed to.
Oh yeah. Okay.
In your underwear.
Yes. So that's the story. Mike and I were in the Pacific Ocean because we were on a cruise. And we were kind of, we came from eating and drinking and everything, but we're sober. Okay, so we were in our underwears, and we went to the balcony of our of our cabin, and then Mike knelt down and said, "Will you marry me?" And yes, I said yes. Yeah, and then we didn't have any ring. We didn't have any ring
because he didn't put a ring on it.
You know, we didn't put a ring, but you know, we only got rings after. Then he went to Jared. Okay, so how about you, Ray? How about you?
Well, my mom came. Well, Robbie flew my mom into town so I could see her over the Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the nights that she met his parents and stuff, she was there. His parents were there, and this was totally unexpected. But I wasn't expecting this at all.
You weren't expecting? How about the parents?
They had no clue either.
Oh, okay.
Well, my mom did because we had been in the mall earlier that day, and Robbie asked her permission to ask me to marry him, and she was like, Oh, okay. So she knew about it.
Oh, she knew about it.
Didn't tell me.
Okay.
And Robbie snuck off while I was entertaining her at the mall and got some rings. So, so that night, I can't remember if it was before dinner. I think it was before dinner. He came around and said, "I got something to ask you." And he knelt down and said, "I want you. Will you marry me?" And I was like, "Yes." And I was like, all in shock because I wasn't expecting it at all.
See, those are the nice ones.
Wasn't expecting it. I didn't even realize it's happening.
Were you crying? Like,
no, I didn't cry. I was kind of just in shock. I mean, I didn't, you know. So, but you know, it was nice.
Yeah.
Both our families were there. His parents and my mom were there. So, you know, I don't know. His parents didn't seem to react. I couldn't tell if it upset them or they didn't know what was going on or what.
What just happened here?
So,
what his dad said.
So I don't know what's exactly going to happen with that, but it happened.
Oh, so. See? Well, all I could say is.
So you don't need a big Facebook proposal where you get the whole neighborhood involved and you put the girl in the car and she's driving down the street and everybody starts singing to her.
Yeah.
Or flash mob and.
That's not so bad, though. Flash mobs. A flash mob.
But, you know, the other week on Facebook, they had proposals going wrong, and this guy asked this girl, and they were showing all these proposals with these guys, like, they're at a concert, and he got up on stage and asked the girl to marry him, and she was like, no.
Thousands
of people.
What did the thousands of people say?
And all the you can hear all the girls, and they're like, girl, you're crazy. No, you cheated. I just can't believe she did that to him. So you
Maybe it must be fake.
I don't think so. I think because it was like somebody was recording on their phone. You could hear the people talking around it.
Oh.
And they went up there to do it. And you could hear the girls over there going, oh, my God, he's going to ask her to marry him. You know, they were all into it, being girly. And then when she said no, they were like, I know she did not just do that. Oh, that is a stupid match. And stuff. And then there's a couple others at big events that people were asked to marry him. And they were like,
So, oh, wow. That's so sad. But anyway. That would have been a good story though if she did say yes. And then if she was in front of the stage and everything, she would say say that.
He stepped up to plate, didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty
in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I would say our stories are good to tell.
Yeah,
It's a good story to tell.
Yeah. Anybody else out there got some good proposal stories?
Yeah, if you got proposed or did you propose, tell us about it. Yes. Email us, show@bearpodcast.com. Let us know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, our next topic here is the internet's most desired gay male escorts tell all. Now, that's the title of the story, and we'll post a link so you can go read the entire story because it's long.
It's really long.
On Huffington Post. But we're going to read parts of it and talk about it, and then we got some questions we're going to talk about at the end.
Okay.
And y'all can also email us in your opinion on this, what you think about it. So this is from the story. People think you're this fucking hooker, someone who's money hungry, dirty, and gross. But that's not my reality, said Boomer Banks on a recent March afternoon, looking up from his sewing machine. It isn't my be-all, end-all. It's just a way for me to be able to get what I want and need for the rest of my career. And that Boomer Banks said that. And he's a porn star. If y'all haven't seen him, you can go pull his pictures up. He's really cute. He's got a big dick. So.
Oh, okay.
And then you can also take Eli Lewis, who's a cute little Asian boy.
Mm-hmm.
Example, he's 22-year-old former professional ballet dancer. He said he got into escorting a couple years ago to pay off his student loans, which I can totally understand. I figured it'd be way easier to make a quick buck while also allowing me to explore my sexuality through a different avenue, he said. But unlike porn, escorting is much more than just, as Lewis puts it, a whack and go.
Oh.
You're devoting an hour or more to another human being, he said. Sure, sex sometimes happens, but most of what I do is psychological work. One of Lewis's longstanding clients is a businessman in his mid-30s with whom he says he's never been physically intimate. He's constantly traveling, and wherever he gets into town, he just wants to have dinner and wants a distraction from his very busy schedule, Lewis said.
Oh.
Other escorts share similar stories. Most said about half of their escorting sessions don't involve sex. Many clients are seeking intimacy, said one escort, and not necessarily penetration.
Oh, just a hand job. Okay.
Well, not even that.
Well, not even that.
So, the struggle to overcome common misconceptions about working in the business is a different hurdle altogether, however. Research has shown that internet-based male escorts are not emotionally traumatized, drug-addicted, vectors of disease transmissions they have long been thought to be. Christian Grove, an associate professor at Brooklyn College, told Huffington Post. Yet the stereotype lingers, referring to research conducted throughout the last decade or so, including a 2013 survey of almost 500 rent boys. Mm. Grove said that unlike some other more vulnerable groups of sex workers, the majority of rent boys are well-adjusted men who lead relatively low-risk lives. So it's a very huge article. It talks about a bunch of different people. Most of them are porn stars. And then on the side, they're on rentboy.com, and they sell their services for a couple $100 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, my joke with my partner, John, at the time, was that he was going
to... He's going to do escort services?
Well, no. He was going to get Dean Coulter for my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because I had a thing for Dean Coulter there for a while. So, and then he kind of fell off the face of the earth. But I thought, I was almost like, oh, he's joking. But what if he's not?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. So Maynard, would you pay for an escort?
Honestly, myself, no. Not at this time. Okay.
What if it was a bear that you had the hots for forever?
Okay.
And this is your opportunity, and you could get your 1 hour for $200 time in with them.
Really? Wow. That is tempting. Still, no, I'm just too distracted. I have a lot of friends, and I'm really just happy with the friends that I have. How about you? Would you pay if it's somebody?
Oh, no, I'm too damn cheap. I'm too damn cheap. I don't know. I mean, maybe if the money was there and money wasn't an issue with me,
mm-hmm.
and things were different, maybe, you know, every now and then to find some, because there are always guys out there when there are guys out there that are hotter than you, that are out of your range, and you mm-hmm. cannot, and you will never ever be able to achieve them, no matter how hard you work.
Yeah,
that happens in life. It's a part of life.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like a Dean Coulter, would never in my life would ever meet a Dean Coulter and find him a date. So, maybe, you know, just for that thing, for that one thing, or you know, for fun. So
okay, but it's interesting though. I mean, if I do have the money, it's like winning an auction.
Yeah,
it's somewhat similar to an auction because the first time I ever did this, Wow. STP Bear, Jeff from Arizona.
Oh, you paid him for sex?
No, I did not. Bear Watch 2 or Bear Watch 3. It was in Galveston, and he was auctioned off. And I won mm-hmm. with the auction because, oh my God. And then I paid $80, I think. $80.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of cheap, right? $80. And all I did was really hang out with him and just buy beer. And that's pretty much so the Jeff, most escort service
that I've ever had. So Jeff, what he's saying is that you're cheap. If you're listening. So you were a cheap date or cheap escort for $80.
Because
most of these guys are getting 200 plus an hour.
Oh, there you go.
Not more. So
he got, well, you know.
So you got a deal.
I got a deal.
You got screwed, Jeff. Not in a good way either.
So. But yeah, that doesn't count. Because that's auction. That's for a cause.
Yeah.
But if it's an escort, he's the one getting paid, right?
So, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, getting paid, paying someone just to hang out with you.
But I can also. Well, I mean, we talked about the Japanese apps where these guys are falling in love with these anime things that they talk to online. Yeah. So I mean, you know,
similar to Her, the movie.
To Her, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's almost the same thing. I mean, you get out there. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have a life. They have their friends. They don't want to make the time for a relationship. They got their career going, but every now and then they want to have sex and they don't have somebody to do it with. Mm-hmm. So,
you just reminded me. In Japan, there is a similar escort service, but it's just for cuddling. They get paid like $40 just to cuddle.
Yeah.
Well, it's a guy and a girl, but then, you know, the guy would just would put this head on her lap, and then she would just stroke it. She would stroke her head. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
$40. There you go. So that's escort service, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess.
So
maybe I can pay someone to do that. Okay.
Have you or would you ever do escort work?
That's a good point. If I'm really broke, probably I would. Yes. If I have no other alternative, or maybe I really want that next iPad. Yeah, I would. I'd probably do it. Oh my god!
I don't think.
Would you do it? Would you escort?
Well, knowing me and my self image of myself, no, I don't think I could do it. Mm-hmm. Because one, I don't think anybody would pay for it.
What if somebody comes up to you and says, you know, I'll pay you $200 if you hang out with me, have a beer, maybe some. Going back to my room and just cuddle.
Well, I'd have to talk to my pimp Robbie and work all that out. But
can you check online how much we pay for our phone bill right now? Okay, you do that.
But no, I mean, I've done hookups and stuff, but I still got to be. It's got to be something, and for me there that I emotionally connect with.
So, yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting paid for that. If I can do that, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing if you can. It's just that you have a different upbringing, you have a different mindset, and you can separate things better than I can. But I have a hard time separating. Which, I mean, talking about the thing that a lot of their clients, they just spend and give them personal time and, you know, and intimacy that they don't get without having sex. I mean, that could probably be cool, and I could do that. But I don't know about just being, here, here's $300, pound my ass. I just don't know if I could do it. The performance anxiety would be too much. Just too much.
I have to do it $300 worth. Okay. So how about becoming an escort? Would you become an escort?
Well, at this stage of the game, if I was 18 or 19.
You would?
And I had a much better body back then when I was 18 or 19.
Uh-huh.
I probably would. I probably might have tried it if I had a different home, if I wasn't so strict and rough on myself back then. So.
You know,
because back then when I was that age, I was like, even sex was like, gay sex was like, oh my god, I'm going to hell and burn, much less.
That's how I feel. Not really, but go to hell. But it's just that how should I say this? Just I'm very picky. I'm very picky, and I guess if you get paid to do that, if I just can't do that. No, I cannot be an escort. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I could be tech support.
Be tech support.
I can't.
Like when we were doing the porn stuff and I was filming and stuff, it was work, but it also drained me. I mean, like for a day or two after that, sex was the last thing on my mind. I mean, maybe just because I was sitting there seeing people naked running around and jacking off all that stuff, but it was just like.
You get desensitized.
Yeah, you kind of get desensitized about it, and it's just like, eh. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and regardless. What most people think when they see these porn, you know, they watch porno and it's all this incredible sex and all this other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that it's like that in real life. I mean, all that staged and planned out. Certain, you know, and if it's a Chi Chi LaRue flick, she's got her fat ass in another room screaming down the hallway.
Dumb.
Lift your leg, move your balls, fuck him harder, deeper, yeah. You know, which is why they have music because they have to cut her big fat ass out of it. But.
They're coaching. Wait a second. When you were doing that, were you coaching loud like that?
Well, no. I mean, it was stuff like if we were filming and I would try to get them, I might say, you know, if I could if they were looking at me, I could say, like, spread your legs or lift your body, you know, lip it or something so it wouldn't be recorded and I'd have to go fix it and edit. But, you know, sometimes you had to say something.
So you're really coaching them. Like,
yeah, I mean,
lift your leg.
I mean, because the whole deal there is for me to get certain shots.
Okay.
I mean,
spread your ass. Have you done that?
Yeah, spread your ass. You know, run your fingers down it. Lick your finger and finger yourself. I mean, all that stuff.
And then lick your finger.
Yeah.
Ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth.
You made them do ass to mouth?
No, not saying whatever. But you know what I'm talking. I mean, to get them to do stuff. And then when the couple scenes we filmed, it was, you know, trying to get there and get the shot and you know, kind of. Because you kind of want to stand back and let stuff happen naturally.
Yeah.
Especially if there was some chemistry there. Because if there's chemistry there and it happened naturally, it plays on the film much better. But if there's no chemistry and they're forcing it, I think you can tell that too. Because I've seen some Bear films that I'm just like, really, guys? If y'all not that into each other, why are y'all even doing this? Uh-huh. I mean, so
that they're into it, I'm sure.
Well, they might, well, I don't know. A couple I've seen, I was just like, really? Y'all don't look like either one of you are having fun.
Oh, so, really?
But anyway. So what do y'all think? Is anybody out there listening? Have they ever been a rent boy or... Are you on rentboy.com right now? Are you escorting now? Anybody listen to us?
That's right. Call in. Escort, you know, call in, please.
Call
That'd be
in
awesome.
And we'd love to interview you and talk about more about this, about what you do, how you did it, and you know, where you can be found, what your rates are.
Rates are.
Do you do payment plans?
Okay.
So.
All right, let's move on, Ray.
Okay. Now we're getting into the TV film section. I'm going to try to go through these because there's a bunch of stuff coming out. But
yeah, you better.
Here are some of the big budget to medium budget films that are coming out that are sci-fi, that are not second installments or third installments or anything like that. They're all brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So the big one that's coming out shortly here is Transcendence, which is coming out April 18th, where Johnny Depp goes viral. Have you seen the preview for this?
Oh, yes.
Where he gets uploaded to the mainframe and then starts taking over?
That's right, that's right. It's a like a Lawnmower Man. Only the late stage of Lawnmower Man.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
And then the one I'm waiting, Robbie and I are waiting on is Jupiter Ascending. The Wachowskis are gambling big time with this weird fantasy in which Channing Tatum is a wolf boy.
Oh, of course.
Protecting a cleaning person, Malia Kunis, from the Queen of the Universe, which is herself. So that comes out July 18th. Interstellar. Christopher Nolan's directing this one on a script that his brother Jonathan originally wrote for Spielberg about a drought-stricken Earth and the desperate journey to another star. It's based on physicist Kip Thorne's theories about wormholes. And that comes out November 7th.
It's a long time from now.
Yeah. So, you know, but this is all new stuff that's you know, it's not a sequel or a prequel or anything like that. So some books and graphic novels that have been adapted that are coming. Under the Skin, Scarlett Johansson is an alien who travels around Scotland picking up men and taking them to her secret place in this weird adaptation of Michael Farber's novel.
And doing what?
Well.
Killing them?
Sucking them dry.
Under the Skin. Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Under the Skin, yep.
Next.
Edge of Tomorrow. The movie version is an acclaimed Japanese novel, All You Need Is Kill, about a soldier fighting aliens who keeps getting brought back from the dead over and over. Starring Tom Cruise.
Of course.
That comes out June 6th, which we've already seen the previews about. Snowpiercer. Chris Evans and Tilda Swinton co-star and director Bong Joon-ho's adaptation of the mind-blowing French comic book about a frozen Earth and the class-stratified train that travels across it. That's coming
out.
The
French have comics. Yeah. Of course they
do. Oui,
oui. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That comes out June 27th. The Maze Runner, which I'm interested in because Styles from Teen Wolf, which just ended last night for the season, is in this. It's James Dasher's young adult novel about boys trapped in a deadly maze, along with one mysterious girl. It gets an adaptation starring Teen Wolf's Dylan O'Brien. That's coming in September 19th.
That's September 19th is Pirate Day. Pirate's Day.
Pirate's Day. Well, that day is going to be Hot Teen Boys Day.
So. Okay.
And then here's Sandman. A good Sandman. Neil Gaiman's classic graphic novel about Dream and his siblings finally appears to be coming to the big screen. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who probably has the juice to make things happen right now, is producing with the possibility of starring and directing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jack Thorne, How I Live Now, is writing the screenplay based on a pitch by David S. Goyer. So
he's going to do it.
So that's up.
He's directing? Well, he's really grown up a lot.
I know. He directed Don Juan.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, here's some horror movies that are coming out. Occultus.
Excuse me.
Occultus. I need new glasses bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oculus. Doctor Who's Karen Gillan is a young woman who's determined to prove that a cursed mirror killed her parents, but the mirror has plans of its own, and they've been showing the previews for this like crazy. It's coming out on April the 11th. Only Lovers Left Alive. Tilda Swinton and Tom Hiddleston, who's Loki from Thor, are immortal vampire rock stars in the new Jim Jarmusky movie. It's coming out April 11th as well. So that looks interesting because it almost reminds me of the David Boy, what's her name, Catherine, whatever name is, maybe.
Okay.
Delivers from Evil. Eric Bana is a cop who teams up with an exorcist to battle the demonic possessions that are terrorizing the city. And this film from Scott Derrickson, Sinister, comes out July 2nd. And it's got a big old bear in it.
Yeah. I saw the the trailer for this.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It's a pretty good trailer. Okay.
Big Bad Johnson. Oh, excuse me. Bad Johnson. We just posted the first trailer for this movie in which Cam... How do you say his last name? Gigandet. His womanizer who wishes his penis away and it leaves his body and takes human form. Not surprising, the penis turned human is kind of a dick. So that's supposed to be coming out in May of 2014. So... But nice. The picture they have online is Cam sitting there with his legs spread and his little fine body, and you can't see down here, but it looks like he's cutting his dick off or something.
Interesting.
So, okay. So that's it. That's the stuff that's coming up to look forward to.
All right. So before we go to the Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre, let's go to events, Bear events right now. It's actually Dench Fur 10. I'm excited because I'm going to be there with Dave and Jason, and I'm excited to see Devin and Jay going to be there too. Michael and Jeff? No, Mike is going too. And going to be a couple of friends from California. Kai and Rick are going. Kai and Rick. Yeah, Kai and Rick.
Y'all haven't been to Dredge Fur. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's going to be on April 10th.
Gary and his crew does a great job up there.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania. So we're celebrating 10 years of Bears, Cubs, admirers, and more coming together in April 24, 2014 for Dredge Fur 10. Spring is just beginning in Erie, Pennsylvania, and we host an exclusive after-hours private indoor water park event for hundreds of guys to enjoy. The run weekend includes various activities, including entertainment, games, and of course, time to relax and socialize. It's a great way to kick off the warm weather season. So, for more information, go to drenchedfur.com. So, if you're in a club or if you have an event to... you want us to mention here, email us at events@bearpodcast.com. Now, on with the Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre. Okay, this gay that I picked up is about sports. Again, sports.
Jock straps.
Yep. So, Major League Baseball players poll. 81% ready for openly gay player, which is a good sign, right? Mm-hmm. So, a new poll of Major League Baseball players shows that a strong majority of those surveyed believe their sport is ready to have an openly gay player. ESPN magazine has surveyed 143 players on a variety of topics, including this question: do you agree or disagree with Joe Girardi that MLB, Major League Baseball, is ready for an openly gay player? A solid 81% of the players said yes, while 19% said no.
Those were the gay ones.
Those are the gay ones who did this. Yeah. One National League All-Star said, "We come in here and we're all trying to do the same thing. Who cares what a guy does in his own time?" An infielder in the National League remarked that while there will be people who are going to give a guy a hard time, not too many will.
Well, most gay guys want a hard time.
That's right. Well, not when they're getting pressured. Okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
There will be a couple of jerks, he said, but the majority of people are going to be like, so what? No Major League Baseball player has come out publicly during their playing career, and only a few have come out in retirement. Which is that's what happens, right? When they retire, that's when they come out.
So which ones do you think are going to come out?
I don't know. I wish what is his name? Varitek. That would be nice. He's kind of a bearish guy from... I don't know who he plays now. I forgot. I don't know if he's still with the Red Sox, so...
All right, listeners out there, which best baseball player do y'all think is gay? Yeah. And should come out?
Do you know anything about baseball? No? Yes?
Throw a ball and try to hit it.
Back then, I remember Clemens, when he was with Roger the Astros. Roger yeah. Clemens. I wish he was gay. That'd be nice.
I always thought his son was kind of cute, so.
Oh, really? He's kind of cute. Okay, right.
All right, on to the geek. Maynard's favorite app, Flappy Bird, to return to the App Store. Flappy Bird creator Dong Nguyen has plans to return his hit game to the App Store, according to several interactions the app developer has had with fans. In a recent tweet discovered by Gawker, a fan asked Nguyen if he would return Flappy Bird to the App Store, and he answered yes, but not soon.
Mm-hmm.
A second fan ran into Nguyen at a game developers conference currently taking place in San Francisco and also received confirmation that Nguyen will relaunch Flappy Bird. Nguyen first hinted that he might reintroduce Flappy Bird during an interview with Rolling Stone earlier this month, where he was considering the move. In the same interview, Nguyen revealed that he pulled the app from the App Store back in February, both because of the attention it was garnering and because it was overly addictive. At the height of its popularity, Flappy Bird was earning Nguyen more than $50,000 a day. Oh my God. Why?
I know.
And removed from the App Store. The game has continued to earn money. In its absence, hundreds of Flappy Bird clone apps have been released on the App Store, each one attempting to earn some of the revenue Nguyen was able to pull in. It is unclear when Flappy Bird might make its way back to the App Store, but Nguyen has said that when he releases the app, it will come with a warning. Please take a break. I guess that was kind of like online gaming back in the day where people sit there and play WoW all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Not take a bath, not eat.
Like Johnny?
I wasn't going to say Johnny, please.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's interesting. I already downloaded it, so I can download it anytime. If you already downloaded it, it's yours. I mean, it's in your cloud if you're using iOS. And yeah, it's true. There's so many clones right now. In fact, the one on my Android phone, it's a clone. It's called Floppy Bird instead of Flappy Bird. Floppy. It's a floppy disk with wings. So it does the same thing, almost the same graphics and everything. So $50,000 a day?
I'd have kept that bitch in there until it wasn't making a dime.
I know. I would live off of it too myself. Of course, you have to diversify. You have to add some stuff to it if you want to.
$50,000 a day, he could have a couple more developers to get in there and work on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's move on to the bizarre, Ray. You might like this.
Oh, really?
Yes. Male strippers tackle gunmen at Vegas casino.
I wonder if the male strippers, if any of them are escorts.
Yeah.
On Rent Boy.
Maybe. There's a very high probability. A man who tried to steal costumes. He's got to be gay.
Girl.
Costumes from the Las Vegas dressing room of an all-male review show has been arrested after a backstage wrestling match with six dancers. That must have been hot.
Oh, my God. Oh my Stop. Oh, please stop.
Police say the would-be burglar was armed with a .44 Magnum handgun and pointed the gun at the head of a Thunder from Down Under cast member before being subdued. A booking photo released by Las Vegas police shows the man, identified only as John Doe, sporting a black eye and and bruises to the face.
Where's the picture of him? Was he cute?
Not to me, no.
Would he have been cute to me?
Maybe, I think so. So he needed hospital treatment after his arrest. The suspect definitely got the worst of it, said Las Vegas police officer Laura Meltzer. Maybe he tripped and got beat up while falling down, right?
He was trying to put on those tight, skimpy little jock straps they wear and he fell over and hit his face on the floor repeatedly.
So he's stealing costumes from these dancers. Like jock straps? Well, probably maybe cowboy.
Maybe he was doing bath salts and watched Magic Mike and thought he was it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. So. Witnesses told police they saw the man walking around the Excalibur Hotel and Casino before Tuesday's show wearing a SWAT team hat, fireman's shirt, and police-style boots.
They said, so it sounds like he was probably a stripper already and he just needed some more accessories because he didn't have the money. He was just getting
started. Oh, maybe in another venue. Yeah. So they said no one approached him because they thought he was a new dancer. Mm-hmm. When confronted, the man allegedly told the show director that he bought the items for his girlfriend. Right. Performers later realized the items he wore had been taken from their dressing areas. Mm-hmm. When the suspect pulled his gun, one cast member managed to jostle his hand. The bullet struck a wall, the gun fell to the floor, and one employee was slightly hurt. The man, who is thought to be in his 20s, is now in custody, having been charged with felony attempted murder, armed robbery, and burglary with a weapon. He could face decades in prison.
Well, he's going to get a nice outfit now.
Yeah, that's
orange.
Right. Some orange. Orange is the new black.
Yeah.
Representatives of Thunder from Down Under. I like their team.
Yeah.
It's like Magic Mike and his team, right?
Yeah.
So Thunder from Down Under, the chiseled and shirtless dance troupe, which has been wowing crowds since 1991, has so far refused to comment. They would have, oh my God, they would have had a field day on this one. I would really like to ask them, what did you guys do with this guy?
Yeah.
Don't mess with the strippers, right?
That's right. Don't fuck with the strippers, boys.
Don't fuck with the strippers.
Unless you got cash in hand.
Okay, let's go to audience comments. Okay.
I'll read this.
All right.
From Casey and Dan. Hey, Nard, long-time listener here, first-time commenting.
Hey.
I'm not sure if you're reading of and commenting on the growler shouts from TBRU was fair to the posters of those shouts. It sounded a little judgmental to me. While I wouldn't want to participate in what the shouters posted, I try not to pass judgment on others' sexual proclivities, just as I would prefer people like straight folks not to judge my personal sexual activities. Also, some of those posts may actually be from listeners to your show, and they may be hurt by what you said about them. I love your show and could be all wrong about my opinions about what you said. I'm not trying to be controversial, just felt I should express my feelings. Thanks. Casey in the end.
Casey in the
end. Well, Casey, it was all Dave.
No. It was all Dave.
No. You know, I mean, we've joked about the stuff that got posted at TBRU before, and it's just kind of meant as a joke. I mean, I look at it like that. Any Bear Run, there's going to be sex, and there's going to be unsafe sex. There's going to be all kind of kinky stuff, whatever people can get away with, that whatever fetish or, you know, sometimes these people, that's the only time they get to explore this is when they're in a big run like that or whatever. And you know what? It's all about personal choice, in my opinion. And if that's what you choose to do, then go for it. Just, you know, just remember there's consequences in everything you do. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people sometimes just post shit just to be posting shit to see what kind of reaction they will get.
That's what I emailed Casey and then. I told him that these could be fake.
Yeah. It's like Craigslist. These guys post these great pictures of bodies and stuff and say, hey, send a dick pic to talk to me. And people send them dick pics, but they don't ever respond to them because they just want dick pics.
Yeah.
So
they just want to get a rise out of people. They could be pranks against their friends. That happens.
Yeah.
Right? At room this and this, this guy is doing this, you know. So come to my room, and you know that happens. And to me, okay, I'll just be honest. It's a fantasy. Okay, let's just say it's my fantasy. So you know these guys are doing this. So they may be doing this, like you said. You don't pass judgment. I don't either. It's no different from a Craigslist ad. Like I said, it could be fake. It could be fake. It could be somebody just trying to get more attention, but it's not really gonna happen. And for me, it could be it's a fantasy. Yeah. I mean, don't you ever think about that?
Yeah, I mean, like if I went to Vegas, I'd probably post on Growler if I still had an account. Thunder from Down Under, come to my room. The door's unlocked.
Yeah, and post it on Craigslist.
That's right.
A missed connections. I saw you at a strip bar.
I saw you at a strip bar. I was watching you perform during Thunder from Down Under. And
yeah.
You were just all so hot. Just come to my room. The door would be open.
I was wearing a shirt and tie and you were wearing nothing.
That's right.
So there you go.
Good day.
Just like any other stripper.
Yeah.
Stripper missed connection.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that Casey and Dan said, what if this person is a listener of the show?
Well, I mean, it's...
You know what I think about that?
What?
Perfect! Contact us!
That's right. Tell us what happened.
Oh my God, tell us what happened.
Send us the video, please.
Well, I don't know about video, because this is a family show. You know?
Yeah,
right.
But if you're a listener and you did those shouts, call, you know, you don't have to tell us who you are, but
yeah.
You can send us an email and say, hey, yeah, I posted that, and yes, I had 500 bears show up and plow my ass, not using condoms. I can't even sit for the next week. My ass got plowed so much.
That's right.
So if that's what you wanted, that's fine.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about it in the show, all anonymous, that's fine. That's great. I can...
Yeah,
that's pretty great. Also, these people who posted on the ground, we didn't say anything about their names. No, it's all anonymous. So we're just reading off of it, just like a Craigslist ad.
But you got to admit, some of that shit's funny.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the posts that go on when you're in an event, like last year, some of them were just like, oh my God. And sometimes you wonder if people are just posting shit to be posting,
mm-hmm.
or somebody's just really that desperate and lonely that they'll do some of the stuff that they're saying they want to do just to get some attention and feel like somebody likes him for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Do you think those posters would, if somebody comes up, they would really do what they're doing?
I don't know. I did a hookup with somebody one time. I've known them for years, but they live far away.
Okay.
But they were in town and they sent me a text saying, I'll be in my hotel. The door will be unlocked. My ass will be in the air.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And I thought that was kind of kinky until I got there. And then I was like, I couldn't get into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it did not turn you on. No.
Well, I was turned on. It was just like, it's just too weird.
It's just too weird.
You know?
See, that's exactly may have happened to this guy. He posted something like, you know, doors unlocked, lights are out, ass up, face down.
And that's the same post you see on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Shit like that. You know, just come, you know, anonymous, come over, you know, mm-hmm. whip your dick out, let me suck you off, and then keep on going. So
hot.
So, and you know, I'm not saying that's wrong by people doing that. I'm just like, I wish people would be safer because there's still no cure for AIDS and STDs are getting worse. And
yeah, that's true. Also, well,
and just because you get HIV doesn't mean you're going to survive anymore. Even though there are drugs that keep people alive longer, it all depends on your genes and whether your body can handle it.
Well, to give credit to these people, they do say they have condoms.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the ones that want to practice safe sex.
But then
we all know from Bear Watch, there are people that go in the foam pit and just get plowed by anybody that comes along. And
yeah.
So, you know, I always assume people are positive until, you know, we go get tested together and get our results together. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that happens. Anyway, so thank you, Casey and Dan, for a great email. That's a good point. You have a point. And yeah, so that's just it's we do some entertainment here at the same time. Yeah. We do some commentary, which is understandable.
Well, I mean, the radio shows here in town, they go do Missed Connections on Mondays.
They do
from Craig's and pull them off Craigslist.
Oh,
they do
radio
and
stations. They do that too.
Amazing shit people put on there. So you know, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's all anonymous, so which is good. Anyway, so thank you again, Casey and Dan, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. Okay, so. That's the whole show.
That's the whole show.
So what are we planning this week? Nothing really? Pool party. It's coming 29th.
There's a pool party this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really quick. What happened to that burn? There was a burning in front of your building. No, was it?
Well, at some point today on Montrose and West Dallas, these two drag queens showed up and they realized they had the same wig on and destruction ensued.
Okay.
Headlines on the night. The Flamers in Montrose catch a fire.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But no, there's a building that caught on fire in Montrose today. And I was sitting there at my office, and I looked back over my office faces towards Montrose. And there's the AGI building, which is a very tall building over in that area, and there's nothing that tall around it. And all of a sudden, there's this black cloud of smoke billowing out behind it. And the first thing I thought was, oh, shit, we're under attack.
Under attack? Oh, my God.
You know, 9/11. And then I got looking on the internet and pulled up the news, and there's a whole parcel of land over the AGI building owned, and they finally freed it up, and they built a whole paycheck market, and they were building some other stuff. And then right there on the corner of West Dallas and Montrose in the neighborhood, there's a cemetery. But in front of it, there's a bunch of land they were building, apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the apartment complex caught on fire and was burning to the ground.
Wow.
So, and I don't even think that nobody was living there yet. I think it was just one of those things that happened. Although somebody told me as they were reading the articles during the day that one of the TV stations had done a report about the people that had families that were in that graveyard behind them. Mm-hmm. They were not happy about the apartment complex being built there.
Mm.
So.
How many do you think are doing selfies in that burning apartment complex?
I don't know. And I think that new song, Selfie, is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it's sad that there's burning there. I hope nobody got hurt. Okay, so that's it. That's our whole show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us, leave us a comment. Talk to us for a little while. Tell us how much you like us, how much you hate us.
Oh, tell us about your proposal.
Tell us about your proposal
stories.
Tell us about your anonymous sex at bear events.
Yeah.
Post on Growler and stuff.
And if you're
like
a listener and you posted a Growler shout like that, please call us. Or email us. It'd be great to hear from you.
If you do escorting, call us. Leave us a message. Talk to us. We might like to have you on the show to interview you.
Or if you
find out what life of an escort's like. So
yeah, it'd be nice to know. Okay, and also subscribe via iTunes and Vimeo and YouTube. You can also catch the show on Bear Radio Network, on Stitcher Radio, also on the Roku Player. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
So you have the email. Have you put the email in yet?
Oh, it's in the email. The email's in there. Today on Bear Podcast,
Nard watches RuPaul and does drag.